back in the 70s, an Eastern airline, L-1011, was flying from Miami to the Bahamas. I don't know that they probably don't get very high doing that because it's just a hop, skip, and a jump for a jet. But while he was at cruising altitude, all of his engines failed. The plane, with 176 passengers on board, plummeted 12,000 feet before the pilot could get one of the engines restarted, and they limped back to Miami. Why did 176 people almost die? And when they put it in the maintenance shop and took the engines apart and took a look, they discovered that maintenance had failed to put in three O-rings in the engines. Three O-rings were all that stood between 176 people and death. Ben Franklin one time said, for the want of a shoe, a nail, a shoe was lost. For want of a shoe, a horse was lost. For the want of a horse, a rider was lost. For want of a rider, a battle was lost. For the want of a battle, a kingdom was lost. All for the want of a horseshoe nail. It's the little things that make a difference. It's the little things that we do or don't do that have the gravest consequences at all, in all. In the scripture that we just read from Matthew, Jesus is talking about the resurrected Christ, how he's coming again to judge the people of Israel. And that judgment will be symbolized by the separation of the sheep from the goats. This final judgment is determined not on luck or chance or fate or how many brownie points you have. It's based on human caring and compassion and meeting the needs of other people. It is not good intentions, but it is human caring and service to the least, to the God-forsaken of our society that matters. It is the little things in our life that makes the difference, that separates the sheep from the goats. And this criteria for entering into the kingdom of God is still valid today in our lives. It is putting away greatness in favor of smallness. Is putting away propriety in favor of people. We are called to be the people of God. Now, when it comes to demonstrating our faith, we want God to see the big things that we have done. We don't want him to see the little stuff. We want him to see the big things we've done. We want him to know that we've been out there fasting and praying, and we want him to know we've given our money and that we've come to a worship service and that we've served on all kinds of committees and done all kinds of big things. And in fact, we want God to look at the big sinners when it comes to talk about being sheep or goats. We want him to notice those big sinners there and call them the goats. We want the murderers and the child molesters and the terrorists and all the people that do all the horrible things. We want those who are guilty of mortal sins, not our little tiny venial sins. We want them to be the goats, and we're going to be the sheep. Fact is, we prefer not to be judged on anything at all. Certainly not on this tiny stuff that he's talking about. After all, there's always going to be somebody who needs a cup of cold water coming down the street. Somebody's going to need some clothing, and there's only so much that we can do. We can't be sentenced to an electric chair for spitting on the sidewalk, or for jaywalking, or for turning our back on the latest plea from somebody who needs something for somebody else again and again and again. But in fact, it's the little things that count that keep life running smoothly. There's a man by the name of Norman Wright. He wrote in his book, Seasons of Marriage. He advises that a marriage is made better through the little things. When out walking, bring back a flower or a leaf. Call during the day and tell them something important. When you sit together, put your arm around them. Ask them to scrub your back when you're in the shower. It's the little things that keep us sensitive to others and makes things go smoothly in our lives and in the lives of the people around us. There was a one day in San Francisco, the light signal, traffic signal at a particular intersection went out. Major intersection, big deal, lots of cars. They couldn't move forward. Everybody got jammed up, backed up for blocks and blocks. People were late for work. Anger was flared. Horns blared. Everybody was upset. They got an electrician to come as quickly as they could, but, you know, he had all that traffic he had to get around. Took him some time to get there. But when he got there, he opened up the box, and it wasn't long before he knew what the problem was. You see, somehow a gnat had worked its way into the box and had discovered, for whatever reason, the comfort of a little switch. And it hooked it, it got itself between this switching thing and fried. And when it fried him, it fried them. And it caused the whole system to go out. All because of a gnat. Everything that was normal, everything that was ordinary in their lives was destroyed. It's the little things that test us. Compassion for those who are hurting. Caring for the lonely. Willingness to feed those who are hungry. And awareness of justice and social peace needs. These are what makes the difference between sheep and goats, between servants of the Lord and problems for the Lord. This is what really, really matters. So how do we become sheep rather than goats? Well, Jesus seems to be saying that we need to be involved. We need to be involved in people's lives. Now, sometimes that means that we gather together and together we get the job done, and that's a big deal, and that's fine. But it is all the little deals that matter. It's hard for us, you, by yourself, to go out and do something that makes a big blast and splash across the world. It happens, but it's hard. But it's not hard for you to reach out where you are and do the little thing where you are. To make a difference where you are. To touch a life right here, right now. To do the little thing that you can do instead of the big thing that everybody dreams about doing. We need to be involved in the little things. The person-to-person touch that lets them know that we're there. Just saying without words that you care for them. Being willing to treat them as a human being rather than a thing to be used. We want to be the people that are directly involved, not letting the worst of our lives and our societies to fall through the cracks, but making sure that their needs are met as best that we can. There's a man by the name of Alfred Ramsey wrote in the magazine Christian Century, two friends of our families, Episcopalian and somewhat wealthy, have started to serve weekly in a soup kitchen at the Methodist Church. Recently, they told us over coffee how difficult it was for them. The people are dirty, decrepit, they don't talk very well, they're grubby and they're grabby. But they are the special people that God loved, and we humbled before such kindness from the heart of God. God wants us to get involved, even with the grubby and the grabby. Even with the ones that are different from us, that don't look like us, that don't act like us. Getting involved could be dangerous. We might find ourselves caring for somebody who is totally different, unusual, strange to us. Different than anything we've ever experienced before. We might find somebody who is grubby and grabby in our lives. We might find some of our ideas get turned around and we begin to think and talk in a new way. We might even find out that we're mad because of the lack of concern by some people who could and should and are able to make a difference and yet don't. Vince Lombardi was a football coach, one of the great ones. He was asked one time how he could produce so many winning teams year after year. And he said that any group of naturally endowed football athletes could win more games than they lost if they paid attention to the little things of the game, the basics: blocking, tackling, kicking, passing. And after a close game won by the Packers, he decided that his men had forgot some of those basics. They had forgot the importance of the little things. And so he called a special meeting, and he got them together, and he said, "Men, we forgot some of the basics, and I want to go over them again for you so that you remember what's going on here." And he raised his hand up with a football in it, and he said, "This is a football." Max McGee, one of his players, "Coach, that was a little fast. Could you go over that again?" It's the little things. This week, what I'm asking you to do is take time for the little things. Before the Christmas break, before the Christmas lands on you with 2 feet, take time for the little things. One of the reasons we gave you those stickers this morning was one of the little things that you can do is to smile at somebody, to let them know that they're welcome. Because you never know that whether that smile, that presence, that openness will make a difference in somebody's life. You need to do the little things, to stop holding the world at arm's length, refusing to get involved and hoping that it all that badness out there will just please go away. We begin to work out the little things, to seek ways to do them, to see hope and faith come alive and to experience love and joy and peace and sharing ourselves. And to become involved with people. As grubby and grabby as they are the children of God. They are the people of God, the ones for whom Jesus Christ died. They are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Take time this week to do the little things, to give someone a cup of cold water, to care about somebody who is in the hospital or the nursing home, to give a shirt that doesn't look right or doesn't button anymore, to feed someone who is a little hungry, to have compassion for those who need it. These are the things that make a difference. These are the difference between sheep and goats. This is the difference between those who are blessed and don't know it because they just do it, and those who are cursed, who are totally ignorant of what is going on and don't want to have anything to do with it. When it comes to the kingdom of God, it's the little things that count. It's the little things, the cup of cold water, the smile, that makes a difference between the sheep and the goats. Amen.